Hello and welcome to the Village Celebration. I'm Vicki Newton. Juneteenth, do you know what it is? It seems that some of us do, and then there are others who are not so sure exactly what a Juneteenth celebration is. So to explain all of it to us, we have the executive director of one of the leading African-American museums in the country joining us, Christina Schutt from the Mosaic Templars Center in Little Rock, Arkansas. Christina, thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
What exactly is Juneteenth?
So Juneteenth really is, as you mentioned before, celebrating freedom. Historically, Juneteenth celebrates when slaves in Galveston, Texas heard that the Emancipation Proclamation. And so so that's what we're celebrating. Of course, they would have come through Arkansas, right, to deliver that news. So the museum has celebrated Juneteenth for a number of years, and we're happy to continue to do so. And we do that through a variety of means. So not just kind of our big sort of street festival that that we're probably most known for, but also through different educational activities that we do throughout the week. We have a creative writing contest this year. We'll be doing a new art exhibit that we'll be opening, a photography exhibit. So lots of different ways that we think about celebrating African-American achievement and celebrating freedom, and really freedom through education and the arts.
So when we talk about the slaves in Galveston, Texas, who were unaware that they were free, when they received the news, they celebrated. And that's where we get this Juneteenth idea. We have a story in the Village Celebration about Juneteenth, and we talked to millennials around the country, and some of them had never heard of it. How do we explain that? What's happening?
Yeah, so I think some of the reason that we don't hear about Juneteenth is because it's not often taught in schools. When we think about Black history and most of our education about Black history growing up, most of us thought about, well, Black people were slaves, and then there was a war, and so then they weren't slaves, and then we think about, well, they were kind of still slaves, or enslaved under Jim Crow, and then we had some legislation, they were free. And that's basically the extent of what most people hear about African-American history. They don't hear about the people who fought and struggled to make that freedom and that achievement real. And that's really what we do as a museum each and every day, is we talk about those stories. We talk about the stories of John Bush and Chester Keats, who founded the Mosaic Templars of America, which was a fraternal organization at the time where African Americans couldn't get burial insurance. So even simple things like burying your dead, that was something that was and continues to be important. And so it's those kinds of stories that often aren't talked about in those textbooks. And that's what we do as a museum. And really, that's what Juneteenth is ultimately. As I kind of think about it as a modern day woman, I think about it as really, it's about celebrating that freedom, celebrating that achievement, celebrating how far we've come, but also where we still need to go.
Celebrating the rich history of African Americans. I mean, there are so many stories of triumph along with those stories of struggle. You're recognizing three Arkansans during Juneteenth. Tell us about them.
We are. So we'll be recognizing two different groups that it's also Music History Month this month, and so we'll be kind of honoring them for their achievements in music. And then we'll also be honoring John Carter's family. John Carter, as some of your listeners may know, was lynched at the corner of Broadway and 9th years ago. And so we'll be honoring their family for the work that they continue to do in freedom, and also thinking about John Carter's legacy. And again, this was something that happened years after slavery was abolished. But when we think about racial terror and just the kind of things that African Americans have had to overcome, his story is really important and integral to that.
Well, thank you so much for joining us to talk about the Juneteenth celebration at Mosaic Templars Center. We appreciate the work that you all do.
Thank you so much for having me.
You're listening to The Village Celebration, and I'm Vicki Newton.